A reading from the Good News according to John. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, "This is really the prophet." Others said, "This is the Messiah." But some asked, "Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived?" So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees, who asked them, "Why did you not arrest him?" The police answered, "Never has anyone spoken like this." Then the Pharisees replied, "Surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has any one of the authorities or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd which does not know the law, they are accursed." Nicodemus, who had gone to Jesus before and who was one of them, asked, "Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they're doing, does it?" They replied, "Surely you are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and you'll see that no prophet is to arise from Galilee." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Never before has anyone spoken like this man. As we move forward in our Lenten journey, we follow the path of Jesus as he makes his way toward Jerusalem and his final destiny. We are now past the midpoint of Lent, and the plot thickens. Emotions are stirred among the leaders of the Jews. The air is peppered with questions as they listen to the words of this unusual man. Nobody seems to know much about him. Rumors abound. He couldn't be the Christ. He's from Galilee. The Messiah has to come from Bethlehem. He's no descendant of David. The Pharisees challenge the guards. Why didn't they bring him in? And the guards are overwhelmed themselves by the powerful rhetoric of this man. No one has ever spoken like him. Nicodemus, one of the Pharisees himself and a secret ally of Jesus, intervenes with a suggestion. Why don't we give him a fair hearing? But Nicodemus is also accused of being a follower. Tension mounts. Where are we in this scenario? Are we truly listening to the saving words of Christ in our lives, here and now? Or are we manufacturing excuses for not taking him seriously? Love your enemy? He didn't really mean that, did he? Sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. Well, that's for someone else, not me. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Well, except for what I need and want and can't let go of, I worked hard to earn it all. Indeed, Jesus is here among us during this Lenten season and always. He is speaking not just to the crowds, but to you and me. He's challenging us to stand up and speak out in the name of love, of justice, and of peace. He's asking us to follow him, even if and especially when it's hard to go against the grain of our culture, our family, our workplace. He's inviting us to walk with him to Jerusalem and die and rise with him as a sign of total dependence on our loving God. The mandate is love. Are we with him or not?